In answer to your question, in 1943, Louis Alvarez and myself and several others developed a system for trying to detect whether there was any radioactive xenon in the air, and to determine whether the Germans had reactors such as we had out at Hanford and were doing work on the atomic bomb. We had a small liquefaction plant built by General Electric up in Cleveland that was put in a plane with scoops that scooped in the air and liquefied it, and then tested for radioactivity. And they ran these subsequently over Europe to determine whether Germans had a facility that was operating or not. So in answer to your question, certainly we did not know what the progress was in Germany at that time. And as I understand it, the planes continued to make surveys over Europe throughout the war.